And I know I asked you this ahead of time, but in light of everything that's kind of been happening lately, I wanted to do like a little segment where we could almost pay a tribute to our fathers, you know, like an ode to our fathers, say something nice, maybe treat it almost like a little audio diary, just kind of speak about how they've influenced us, what they mean to us. And I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree. Love that.
My love of films, that was definitely adopted from my father. My dad, he was so into it, but it was actually funny because he had a wide range of movies that he was into. A lot of stuff that you wouldn't expect, science fiction to straight up like 90s action flicks, right? He was definitely into those. So I mean, I got to see a lot of like Stallone, Schwarzenegger, you know, all the big ones. He would also be into musicals, which was always, I always got a kick out of because it was just so different from everything else he was into. I don't think he really got into too many comedies. I think he kind of found them obnoxious, but I think movies that had humor kind of sprinkled in, like corny action movies.
Like Die Hard or something.
Last Action Hero, stuff like that.
Dude, right? I was like, is he going to say Last
True
Action
Lies.
Hero? Oh my gosh.
Fucking love that shit.
I gotta watch Last Action Hero though, seriously.
It holds up. I'm surprised.
Oh man.
Yeah, and he was always kind of known for having the most eclectic collection of VHSs in the neighborhood. When my friends would come over, they'd always be kind of impressed with how many movies we had in the living room. I always had a good relationship with my dad. I do feel like I got closer with him as I got older, though. I think as a kid, maybe I was more closer with my mom. And then as I got older, I kind of drifted more towards my dad, like further away from my mom and then more towards my dad. Yeah, especially after he retired and I got to spend more time with him, then I think that's when we got to be really close. And around that time, too, I moved in with my parents. Like Brenda and I, we kind of moved around a couple of different places and, you know, trying to save some cash. So we ended up moving back in with them. And it wasn't very comfortable in the sense that my wife and I packed into a small room. We had to share the fridge and share the bathroom. So it wasn't the most comfortable. We're definitely more comfortable now, but it was still nice.
Yeah. Spending time with your dad.
Yeah, exactly. We got to see my parents. I remember my dad would always ask Brenda, like, hey, let me know if there's anything from the store. Or he would actually take it upon himself. He would notice things that Brenda and I would buy. And he'd be like, hey, I saw that you were getting low on orange juice or something, right? And I just picked up the same brand. So he would look at the type of groceries we would get, and he would get that exact same thing and refill really it for us without even asking.
Oh, man, that's really kind. Wow.
Yeah. He would be the one to take Steph and I to the movies and stuff like that. So I got to see a lot of movies with my dad. In Highland, we saw the Sterling Cinema all the time. And when Regal was still over there in San Bernardino, we went to that one with the roller coaster. I always missed that one. When that one shut down, I was like, oh, fuck.
No.
You know, I still think about him all the time. I went to go visit him actually last weekend. And I was just kind of telling him what's been going on in my life. And that's kind of the way I treat it, is that I feel like even though he's gone, he's still there in some sense. And obviously he's still going to be there in our memories. And, you know, when we joke about the experiences that we've had with him, and that's celebrating his memory, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
I feel like in some ways doing the podcast and watching these movies is kind of keeping him alive. You know, it's keeping that flame alive because that was something he passed down to me and my sister. I feel like my sister leans a little bit more into the TV show aspect because my dad was also into TV shows. And I do miss being able to pick his brain about basically anything. He was always someone that just enjoyed getting your opinion about like something that you've watched.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he was funny as hell. Like he was humorous. And I felt like we didn't really get to see that personality until later in his life, because early on, Steph and I, we would remember him being grumpy and stressed out all the time. But I feel like once he retired, we actually got to see who he truly was. And he is this sweet, caring person. Basically, he's a goofy, nerdy, down-to-earth guy. And I kind of wish we got to see that all the time. I feel like we would only see glimpses of that as children. He was probably just annoyed with us fucking around all the time. But I just feel like he was really at peace when he was surrounded by those he loved. And I really feel like that was when he was in his element. And I just want to say, Dad, I love you and I miss you.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. Dang. I didn't know how you guys were and how your pops was. I can appreciate that with the humor. My pops is funny. Oh my gosh, that's clients of his would say, my gosh, like when we'd get introduced to them, they'd say, my gosh, your dad, like it must have been so much fun growing up. And yeah, I mean, looking back, there were some really, really good times. And my dad, he's always just been like you were saying, the humor just is, it helps. It kind of takes the bite off of any kind of discipline that needed to be done, disciplining that needed to be done back then. Or he rarely did that. It was mostly just, yeah, probably being stressed out about a lot of different things. So I can relate to that. But yeah, for me, same with my pops. And he used to take us out to the movies whenever we were with him. I don't know if I've mentioned this before in the podcast. I'm sure I have, but if I haven't, it's my parents were divorced when I was really young. I was two, really. All I'd ever really known was them being separate from each other. So whenever we would hang out with my pops, you know, it was his weekend, we would chill with him. And we'd hit up McDonald's at some point and he'd try to catch a movie. Shit. Yeah, we try to catch a movie. And then there were periods where we lived with him. So for like third and fifth grade, we lived with pops. And and then all through high school, we moved from San Diego area. Shout out to the folks out in Escondido.
Nice. That was a nice area.
Oh, it's a lovely area. Great people too. So we moved from there out to the Redlands area. And so I have some memories of going to see movies, The Exorcist. I saw that in theaters mm-hmm. with my pops, and that's the whole, we went through all that whole story.
Yeah. We bring that up sometimes. Oh
shit. Yeah, exactly. It was such a fun experience. And it was so rare to just be he and I, where typically my brother and I were with him. So I think my brother, cause we were in high school, he's probably with friends, but growing up, pops would take us to the movies. He'd always hand us we'd always have to make sure, well, two things we'd for sure have to do. So often we would have to make sure that the clocks were set on time. So we would call this number that spelled out call popcorn. Time. Yeah, we'd call time. And it was popcorn. And so, you know, it'd say Pacific Day at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so we would do that. And then we'd have that way we could make sure, you know, our shit was on time. So we would look at the LA calendar, the LA Times calendar piece in the Sunday paper, and that gave all the movie times for theaters local, so yeah, all throughout Los Angeles and San Bernardino County. And so yeah,
dude, you know what's also so freaking antiquated is how in order to get show times just like on the spot, you could call the movie theater and you'd have to listen to this long ass recording.
Oh my
gosh,
you couldn't skip it.
Press one for show times for this movie, press two for showtimes for that move, and you're just like,
wait,
God damn,
wait and wait. And yeah,
and so if you forgot what it was, I have to wait for it to start over. I'm like, exactly. Oh, wait, was it two or three? I don't remember.
Yeah, is it two or three? Yeah,
a lot of movies with your dad,
a lot of movies with my pops. And I don't know, he used to get in trouble for taking us to the more R-rated films, and we were really young. I remember he took us to see The Professional. I was like 9 years old, I think. We were super stoked. Damn. About that. Yeah, it's just like a hitman. Oh, dude, we were about that.
Yeah, if you guys have listened to our Leon the Professional episode, we just trashed that movie. That movie sucks.
No, it's awful. Oh my gosh, no.
Cannot praise it any more than what we did.
Yeah, truly.
You tend to have a little bit of a finer taste when it comes to cinema, a little bit more than me. I think I'm also willing to see the trash movies, but one thing that both of us agree on is that we will not be covering Super Troopers.
Namely the second one. Yeah. Namely the second one. Oh my gosh. It's so special though, being able to, it, like handing experience like a movie over to somebody is like handing like this whole, like, I think I've said this before, it's almost like deja vu if I haven't said this before, of just this experience of like, here's a nuance to being a human being. Here's, try this flavor.
Sure.
That unique experience that you then can lock away in your memory and have something to compare it to, a new benchmark perhaps, you know? I mean, aside from the movies, just he's always believed in me, always been, he's always driven us to be better, me and my brother. Yeah, he expected us to, he held us to really high standards when it came to a lot of different things. From something as simple as like personal hygiene, you know, taking care of yourself and all that stuff, to, you know, forming good habits with that. And then what's the word I can't think of? Mingle with people, because he's a really affable guy. He's quite
very social.
Very social, gregarious, and just a lovely person to be around. Very warm and a good listener. You know, he really cares.
It seems like he loves being around people too.
He really does. Yeah, he gets a kick out of not even just a kick. He really he feels more fulfilled. I can tell. You know, it means the world to him when somebody appreciates haircut or color. He's really good at color, so. Yeah, it makes him happy when what he does for someone makes them happy, and it also does hurt when that's not the case, you know.
Oh yeah, I see.
Yeah, so I learned a lot from him in just how to compose myself in public, and we go to plays and musicals, but we go to movies, like I said before, and sporting events and drag racing events and live music. The dad just took us everywhere. He just was like going everywhere and taking us with him, and we just got to experience it all. And he would kind of share the experience a little bit through his eyes, and being careful of talking to strangers, of course, and that kind of thing. But I have nothing but deep admiration for my father and appreciation for being his son. And it's been a blessing to take care of him as he's been kind of recovering from that heart, I don't know if I'd say attack, but heart, that atrial flutter he experienced in his heart more recently. So that gave a scare. And
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so it's you can't help but you try to get out of your own way more of your own thoughts, because you want to be there with that person.
I almost feel like things like that can bring down the barriers in a sense, right? Like things that maybe you just felt like you weren't comfortable talking to him about before.
Yeah, yeah. I've even noticed him paying closer attention to just little things and taking an interest in things that I didn't think he would, or something like that, and just being really wrapped in it. With rapt attention, he would, you know, he's looking at me, and he's not just like looking down at his phone, be like, oh yeah, how's that? It's like he's really present, and it's like, and you say something and you look up and he's still looking at you, and you're like, oh, okay, wow, interesting. Not that he's not like that, but it's so easy this day and age for people to, we all get distracted from time to time. So.
Distractions. Yep.
Grateful for my pops and who he's helped me to become in my life, and much love for our fathers too.
You do tend to take it for granted as a child, and as an adult, you kind of just wish that you had really engaged more. If you guys still have your fathers out there and you have a good relationship, give them a hug. Let them know how you feel about them, that you appreciate them.
Absolutely.